Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers baseball will be on the air once again today, 110 first pitch at American Family Field. We are streaming live on YouTube. Just look for 620 WTMJ and subscribe today. Joined now by Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering out at the ballpark. Jeff, are you TV or radio today? I guess we didn't even cover that.
Yeah, I am TV today. I'll be back on the radio for the next homestand. But TV for the first homestand and then the first road trip. So in honor on radio.
Much appreciated. When do you get the lineup? Because actually, Eric and I were just talking. We talked about this guy. We talked about that guy. We talked about a trade, a thing, whatever. Like, who's actually in the lineup? I'm looking at third base. Do we know who gets the start there?
I have not seen a lineup yet, but I bet you that it will be between one of two people, either David Hamilton or Luis Ranjifo. Both have the opportunity to hit left-handed. But I would certainly guess, if I were reading tea leaves, that David Hamilton makes a start today. Just a hunch, an educated guess.
Any other positions we should have our eye on? I mean, I think I'm looking in the outfield. Does Garrett Mitchell, is he ready to go and make his return from injury?
Garrett Mitchell is healthy, and that is a great thing for everybody. I think Garrett Mitchell is in the lineup today. Again, you got a right-hander on the mound to start. I think the one question mark would potentially be first base with Jake Bowers or Andrew Vaughn. I think that's the only question mark in terms of left-handed bats that wouldn't be in the lineup today. So we'll see. Again, it should be posted within about an hour or so, be my guess. But I think first base would be the only question mark in third base.
Jeff, how difficult is it to do your job today? Because all the pregame festivities, there's like a million reporters there today. It's like elbow room only for everybody. Like, are you able to get your things done?
Yeah, I did a lot of that the last 2 days, which is nice. I can get my starting pitching stuff done. I know my depth charts and those types of things. It's nice that I did as many spring training games as I did, too. But today is a lot of, hey, great to see you. How's the off season? All of that. I mean, it's a lot of glad handing. And I haven't seen a lot of these people for 4 months since the season ended. So it's, hey, how's it going? And catching up with everybody. So you almost have to do very, very quick goodbyes. Hey, how's it going? I'll catch up with you on Saturday. But I mean, I'm sitting here next to Greg Matzik and Dom Catronio and Elizabeth. And I just want to chat with everybody because we haven't seen anybody. But we're ready to get the baseball season started. I know in about 4 hours when first pitch arrives that we'll be ready to go.
As far as this opening series for our Milwaukee Brewers, we do interleague play to kick things off. And we got the White Sox in town today. They have been a dumpster fire over the last any number of seasons. Any chance they put up a real contest here early?
Oh, man, you're coming in hot.
I'm coming in hot. Yeah, we talk baseball. I want to talk about baseball. Dang. We talked about so much of this stuff, right?
I mean, the White Sox have had some lean years. I mean, they've been to the postseason twice.
I'll let you tell it that way.
They've been in the postseason twice in the last 20 years, essentially, and they haven't won a postseason series since they won the World Series in 2005. They've lost 100 games each of the last 3 years. Baseball is baseball. You never know what's going to happen on any given day, which is the beauty of this sport. But I think they did get better. I think they did get better this offseason. Are they going to be a playoff team this year? I don't think so. But at the same time, they're hungry. They want to prove that they can get off to a good start. And the Brewers want to prove they can get off to a good start, too.
Well, now I feel bad asking my question because I was just going to ask, hey, name your favorite baseball movie, which actually is a lot more difficult than you would
think.
That
is a tough answer.
Right? So yeah. Even if you start to process it, you're like, oh, shoot, there's this one, and then there's that one, and then
that's
there's this
hard
one.
It's a very subjective question, though, Eric. My favorite baseball movie is The Natural. It's also my favorite movie of all time. Ooh, so it's a really easy one for me.
I'm Bull Durham, man. There's just so many life lessons in there. There's so many things. How often do you hear me quote the shower shoes thing, Eric?
You like, do
that
bring that up quite
so
a bit.
Many different things.
Jeff, sometimes he quotes that movie without telling people it's from a movie. So then they look at him and they're like, wow, that's very sage.
What about, he wears shoes
every,
in the shower?
Every time he calls pancakes a lollygagger, I bet.
It's all right. Lollygagger around the outfield.
I get it.
You lollygag in the outfield. You lollygag in the infield. You know what that
totally
makes you? Larry?
And lollygaggers. And also, candlesticks make a lovely gift.
Yeah, nice. Find out where they're registered. We could do this all day.
We could do this all day.
We talked a little bit with Dom about it earlier today, as well as with Matt Arnold, just the carryover from the World Baseball Classic, and you had a number of Brewers that were involved in that finale. Contreras, Jackson Churio, Angel Zerpa, who I'm really excited to see play and root for instead of against when he's on Team Venezuela. But the larger question to me, Levo, is just, and I forgot to put it to Matt, because our organization, the Brewers, were sort of, not that people weren't aware of Latin American ball players, that's not a new thing, but for an organization to make the investment that the Brewers have, particularly in Venezuela, but other Latin American countries as well, to really start bringing on some of those young players and make sure that they would be comfortable being a part of our team, that is paying so many dividends, and it's great foresight by the Brewers.
It really is, and I think as a Major League Baseball team, you have to put your resources in Latin American countries. You really do, because you look at all the talent that's coming out of the Dominican Republic or even Venezuela or Panama or any of these countries, you have to have the resources down there. And for the Brewers to put the investment into that facility down in the Dominican Republic, spent over $60 million on it, and to have a safe place for these kids to train, a safe place for these kids to grow up, a safe place for them to be educated, and then you sign them when they become 16 years old. Sometimes these kids are going to these academies at 12, 13 years old. So they go to school for the day, and then they come and play baseball in the afternoon. You get to build a relationship with the families. You build a relationship with these players. You get an opportunity to develop these guys. And look what they become. They become a Jackson Churio. They become a Jesus Made. That is what that investment creates. And it's a player that can be a cornerstone player in your organization for decades. So I think the Brewers, kudos to them for putting the investment in. There are still teams that don't have those types of academies, and they're the ones that really struggle to win games at the major league level.
Jeff, obviously whenever there's a new rule in place, it takes some ironing out or just some feeling out process, like the pitch clock and all that kind of stuff. Obviously now we have the ABS, the automated ball strike rule. Is there anything that you anticipate being a learning period for that as we get adjusted to it?
I think the biggest challenge, I say that knowing that the challenge system is available now, is going to be when umpires do not grant the challenge, because they don't have to. If they feel like a player is getting help from the dugout or from somebody else, the umpire can say, no, we're not going to grant this challenge, and you move on. So I think that the players may have a tough time with that if they're not granted the challenge, and especially in a big moment, if you have that ability to do that and you still have a couple in your back pocket, what that turns into late in a ball game. I think that's the only tricky part of the rule, is the umpire's ability to say, no, I'm not going to let you challenge that. I think that's going to be a sticking point.
I think what I'm interested to see is experience that as a fan in the ballpark too, Levo, because we had Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, with us earlier. He said he thought it was the team's intention to put up on the scoreboard,
on the screen,
exactly what everybody will be looking at on TV or you'll be describing on the radio. But fans in the ballpark will be able to get to see it in real time.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And I really enjoy that part of the ABS challenge system, because it goes up on the video board and everybody can see it. And there's this anticipation as the pitch is coming in 3D with the tail and whether it's a strike or not or how close it missed. I think you're going to get a legit reaction from people.
Oh, it's so close. Oh. Yeah, you're out.
I think it's going to be so – that part of it is so fun. And I like reacting to it in real time, too, whether I'm on TV or on radio, because, okay, I don't know whether it's going to be a strike or not in this challenge. We're not – nobody is seeing it. The box is gone from the television broadcast. So you get a feel whether it's close or not, but now we're really going to see how close some of these pitches are.
John Boy is going to love that.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, John Boy's all over this.
Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering.
Have a great season, man. Love this time of year. Happy opening day.
You got it, guys. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, too.
That will look sharp today, too. You got to watch us on the YouTube. 620 WTMJ on YouTube. That will live with us from the dugout this morning. 922 on Wisconsin's Morning News.